Yes, the rest is still unwritten. You have the rest of your day. 10 minutes gone past 11 o'clock. If you are just getting up, not everybody has to wake up at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. to have a fruitful day or a successful day. People wake up at 12 and they're done with their businesses by 4 or 5. You know, people wake up at 6 and by 10 they're done. All right. The most important thing is to get up and go. The most important thing is to start something. I am very, very guilty of hesitating. Sometimes I think I take too much time to make a decision. I'm looking at permutations, what ifs and the what nots and the what if nots and the have nots and all of that. But ultimately, you have to start. You have to do something. Until you start, it doesn't get done. So get started. All right. Now, our final conversation is one that we have to have. Because like many social interactions, they have a way of metamorphosizing and they have a way of camouflaging. And they also have a way, right, of going unannounced, unnoticed. Now, in the news yesterday, I was here on Sunday, by the way, the police have arrested a male teacher in a private school in Dubo Axis in Port Harcourt for allegedly impregnating and abducting a 16-year-old SS3 female student. Now, his claims, talking about the young man, said he withdrew from his relationship with the female after the father called and warned him. Now, it wasn't an interview. I do believe we have an excerpt of that interview. I'm going to play it for you because this is where our final conversation is. Now, this morning, we would like to talk about inappropriate interactions with teenagers. How do we reduce inappropriate interaction, particularly amongst minors, people who are under 18? Now, I ask this question, and I'd like for you to join in, because a few years ago, and I think about 2 years ago, when I was working on the night show, talking about Let's Talk. By the way, Let's Talk is still on 9 p.m. with Sam Oracle Chinedu. You don't want to miss that every weekday. Now, whilst I was doing that show, I had a conversation once where some people called in and said, Jude, these days, the young girls that we have in this country are very dangerous. That they even know more than you, the old person. Please bear with me on this. And then and now, I still have the same reaction. Indulge me for a second. Now, how can an individual who has spent about 25 Christmases on this planet, or maybe even 30, but let's put it at 25, between 25 and 27, all right? Or 29. Like, say you spent over 25 Christmases on this planet. That means you're about 28 or 29 years of age, right? How can someone who is that old convince? I'm not saying it's not impossible, because, you know, these days they say humans are. How can that person convince the public that an 18-year-old girl, a 16-year-old girl, seduced him? That a 14-year-old girl or a 17-year-old girl, she's in SS3, she's in SS1, SS2, or even SS3, has a crush on you, and you are unable to manage that situation. And you succumbed to the wiles and the coquettish nature she probably presented to you. Now, let's be open-minded, right? And let's, as it were, be direct. You see, some men have gone to different communities under the umbrella of the National Youth Service Corps, interacted, become teachers. They are the ones, they are the major people there, teaching the young ones. And then a secondary school student comes and tells you, Uncle James, it's like I like you. Or whatever. And you start to have interactions with them. Now, I know it is very difficult. These days, there are systems to help people, you know, manage such situations, talking about interacting particularly with the opposite sex. But there is such a thing as inappropriate behavior. Let's get to listen to that clip, the excerpt for that interview. Where is it? Here it is. Please pay attention, please. He was warned, and he says, look, since that time, I've not had anything to do with her, right? All right, so you haven't had. But the conversations or the interactions you were having at that point in time, one has to ask, were they appropriate? But let's get to hear the father of the child. The child is actually missing, or was, as of yesterday when this news was filed. But that's not the case. That's not the case we're trying to go through. What we're talking about is inappropriate interactions. Please listen.
I sent a message to my daughter in her phone. When I saw the phone, Allah called me. I said, how can you be sending my daughter these kind of messages? So later, I found out that my daughter is pregnant. I said, who pregnanted you? She ran away from the house. So I went to the school authority to help me ask that Mr. Caliph, because he's the only suspect I have. And I later find out that this Caliph, the boy I want, is a teacher in that particular school. Each time she goes to school, that everybody says she's always with that particular teacher. No, that the boy said two of them have been communicating.
So here it is, all right? So inappropriate conversations, inappropriate interactions. How do we discourage these kind of actions amongst our young people, the teenagers, and also those whom you expect to do better? Because once again, very soon, you're going to hear that NYC is going to open up, people are going to move to camps, and over the years ago, I kept hearing this. I don't know if it's still the same. Please correct me if you've served recently and you didn't experience this call. But if you have, please lend your voice to this conversation. Because I heard people then say, see, Jude, when you go to some of those villages, if you see the girl, you see SS3 girl, he big pass the girl when you get for her. So she sabi, they go take care of you. And I ask, is this person SS3 because funds were not available for her to get to school early? How old is this person? Like 16 years or 17, yeah? But he get big body. Really? So you know that the person you are interacting with is 17, is 16, even 18. And you, as a 27-year-old, as a 26-year-old, or as a 24-year-old, you, as the 24-year-old, the older person, you couldn't find the wherewithal within you to say, this action that you are trying to carry out with me is inappropriate. I can understand that children, anybody can have a crush. There's nothing wrong. There's no crime in crushing on someone. But it's what you do with the crush that's important. And if the adults whom you expect should know better is telling you that the 16-year-old, the 17-year-old, he get big body, he big, he sabi, it makes you wonder how best to handle scenarios like this. So apart from legislation, you know, about, let's enact laws. No. Apart from legislation, how do we discourage inappropriate interactions? My name is Jude. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. And then the female caller number is 0817-923-0009. Once again, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007 and then 0817-923-0009 as the female caller number. Social media at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook, Twitter. 923, hello Port Harcourt, good morning please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, dear King. It's my name. I'm calling from Amuma.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
Apologies there, 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Please turn off your radio set, please.
Okay, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, go on, please.
Okay, my name is Oma, calling from Aji.
Welcome, Oma.
Okay, regarding the young girl that was impregnated, you know, nowadays, let's be factual. A lot of young girls in school are exposed to a whole lot at that very young age, you know. And a lot of times, it's from the kind of background or environment they grew up in.
Mm.
Now, in talking about the young man, the teacher that got her in that condition.
Hold on, madam. That case is still under investigation. The conversation is, how do we encourage people to not have inappropriate interaction? How can we get people to realize that there are certain people that you shouldn't be flirting with and things like that?
I'm getting people to know that, I think, especially in Africa, where we don't really have people knowing that at a certain age a child is a minor. It's really hard. So I don't know how to really explain it, but it's going to be hard in Africa to get people to understand that from 17 to, you know, downward, you're not even supposed to say anything romance with them. It's hard. It's going to be hard. That's what I think.
Thank you very much. She says it's going to be hard. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Hello, Jude.
Good morning. Hello. Welcome.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Okay, this is Mrs. Bassi on the line.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us, please.
Okay, I want to lend my voice to the point you just raised. How do we cope this attitude of sexual molestation?
Inappropriate interactions.
Yeah. I think charity begins at home. We as parents, we must learn to start talking about it with our children from the ages of 2. We need to start telling them, boys don't bat with girls, girls don't bat with boys. Don't touch each other. Don't touch your private parts. We need to start it on time because the children of those days are not the children of the olden days. They are quite more intelligent and smarter. So in as much as the wrong things are being imbibed in them, the good things too should be imbibed. And our parents should try and balance it. When you're telling the boys, the girls, about sexual harassment and inappropriate advances and attitude, you should equally tell the boy. You balance it, and the schools too should equally bring up such information. Right there.
Yes, we'll listen to you, please.
Yeah, the schools too should bring up such information at all levels to educate our children. The churches, it should be a continuous thing. Mm. The problem I have in Nigerian society is we are reactive, we are not proactive. We just react at the moment and it dies off. No, it should be a continuous thing. We keep telling people so it sinks into our culture and our attitude. Charity begins at home. Thank you, Mrs.
Bassi. All right, thank you very much. Since charity begins at home, we need to do more. And it shouldn't just be at schools. It should be everywhere. People should talk about this. Now, once again, if you just join us, our conversation is all about inappropriate interaction. Apart from legislation, apart from, let's make laws, the question is, how do we get to reduce inappropriate interactions with minors? What do we need to do to sensitize and also to let people know, hey, there are certain things I shouldn't be doing with somebody who's not up to 20 or 19? Management 3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Anyanwu Jonathan, calling from the Eche local government.
Welcome, Jonathan.
Okay. See, this matter specifically, there should be some level of conversation that either a tutor or even as an individual should have with teenagers. Your conversation with them, if a teacher should be or should end there in the classroom. Outside that classroom, the only business you have with them is hello, how are you, good morning.
Okay.
And that should be the end of the conversation. So because I want to use myself as an example, the time I was serving at Enugu State, the first day I came in, because don't mind me, I am very fair in nature and look good. So they posted me to that school to teach SS3 specifically. So the very first day I came in, I was coming in, though I was with Mufti. I was coming in close to their classroom. They all ran outside looking at me. And what I was hearing is that, I wish we post this uncle to our own arm because they have A, B, C, and D. So others were saying, I wish that they would post this uncle to E. I was just passing, but my ears are there. I was really? There. I went there, the principal assigned me to A and B. And as soon as I passed E, they were looking at me. I passed the D, also they were also looking at me. I went straight to A. Immediately I entered their classroom, they all shouted, hey! I don't know that something else is involved. You know, after my teaching and everything, I came out. Then the next day, I came to school because I'm very fair in nature. One of them ran to me, uncle, please, I want to have a little talk with you. I said, okay. She said, uncle, how are you? I said, fine. Where are you from? I said, I'm from River State. He said, okay. He said, uncle, please, can you do me a favor? If you are coming to school tomorrow, buy apple for me. You see?
What?
That I should buy him. I should buy her apple.
Okay.
Immediately, I understood where she's going. And I decided to cut my conversation with her. And the next thing that, for me to avoid them totally, immediately they posted a female copper to my school. What I did was to go to the female copper and make her friend. I dated that copper for like 1 year. So just for me to avoid anything, just for me to avoid having conversation with them or having anything in common with them, then after teaching, I go my way. So that is it.
All right, thank you very much.
Hello?
At least you were able to, as it were, control your yourself and your urges. That's all right. Now that's shocking, but I don't think for an educator that is surprising. Like I said, crushes are not unusual. We'll go for a break. When we come back, more as we talk about inappropriate interactions right here on 90.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. My name is Jude. Our final conversation, and if you are just joining us, well, we're talking about inappropriate interactions, particularly those involving minors, people under 18. Someone we even say maybe even those under 20, depending on where you're from. But anyway, now all of this, right, is coming off a very, very sad scenario where, you know, a parent is looking for the child. Apparently, the child ran away because she got pregnant. But once again, our conversation is not on that story. However, it is on what led to that story coming out, talking about the interactions these individuals were having. How exactly does an older person, someone in their 20s, and I get to hear this a lot, particularly of those who are from those who are serving, those who are in the NYC camps, and no, as they were serving their fatherland. You have people say, oh, the girl, she big or she not edge, but not macho gay. Macho. That word has always caused a lot of conflict. Macho gay. So she looks mature, she's bigger, her mammary glands, her breasts are full, her hips are getting wider or wider than your average person, and you think that's wide enough or that's justice or that's justification for you to interact and probably have intimacy with that person? Let's get to hear from you. Apart from legal or legislative issues, or sorry, legislative measures, what ways can we reduce inappropriate interactions? 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, I'm Victor.
Welcome, Victor.
Yes, I happened to be a teacher a year ago in one of these private school settings. You see some of these kids, like you were trying to describe, they are quite big. Or, however, these adults are actually the ones that are supposed to put it to them that, see, no matter your size, you're mentally not supposed to be participating in some of these activities. Mm. And therefore, my own kids, they are actually three of them trying crushing on me. Yes, three of them. They even offer trying to come to my house to make some news for me that, uncle, this weekend, why not we come? Uncle, during break hour, why not we go? I said, I don't. In fact, at a point, they were even trading me to my house. That's how strong it was. Now, I won't say because they are just being naive, then I take advantage of them. It is totally wrong of me to have even thought of it. So one of the best ways to do it is, I think, at that time, I went as far as saying, I happen to be the head teacher, so I instructed the management to ensure that we have a staff room that the students are restricted from coming in. Everybody must be in that staff room. It's not demarcated. It's an open space. So whenever you're having any interaction with a student, if it happens not to be in the class, if it is in the staff room, everybody is aware. Mm. Everybody is seeing it. In fact, the environment entirely will actually give room for such things to happen easily. Part of the government school is very easy because the population is there. Nobody cares for anybody. Do anything you want, nobody wants to know. But for that of the private schools, it is a bit, for those of them that actually know their onions very well, if the management actually keeps their eyes on the ground, it is easier to tackle. Ensure your staff rooms are in open space, then restrict the student and also give the teachers this impression that eyes are on them. You don't need to tell them. Just let them know that this and this and this, the eyes are on them. Some of them will learn. They will just hold their urge. There are lots of ladies outside you can actually go and talk to. You don't have to touch these children. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. There are lots of females outside going to get to interact with the minor. 93, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Did you see, our last call, I just spoke from the angle of the teacher. What about the parents?
Okay.
What about the female parents? And now I want to take, like, let's assume in this part of the world where we see, like, that the man, they also. But what about the female parent that is supposed to be the mother and then go close to the student, tell them that, look, this thing does happen, this one is what you see, this one is season. Because whatever you like to say, the home is like the breeding ground. It is like the starting point. It is the leather. It is the platform from which these children, what do they watch? What do they read? What kind of communication? What are they getting? The last call I just nail the hit the nail on the head as a, on the platform of the teacher. What about the parents? What about the parents? The parents, this as guy for that the first the breathing place that this thing around blue germinates from is the home. Why I'm talking to you is because I'm a young father.
Okay.
If you see my first daughter, it's like that you think she's my girlfriend. She has the mother's womb. She's as big. In fact, that is one of the reasons I took her to boarding house for the school. So that she could dream down. But again, when you take her to boarding school, who are you handing over to? Who is she going to? So you see, the female parents have to do a lot. A lot have to come. And then schools also have to have this kind of this, I don't know how they call them in school, like kind of a counselors. Where the person could see this thing, see the body language, call the person and begin to tell them that, look, you shouldn't go like this, you shouldn't do like this. You should mind how you speak to the public. You should mind all you do. You should mind what you should, your inner wear shouldn't be exposing your private part. These things are very, 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 very important. Because if you take only the extra God-fearing teachers to resist such as an offer.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Let's get here on 9213. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good afternoon, dude.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, my name is Mark G and I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Yeah, dude, about the topic of discussion. I think as far as the law, though you say we shouldn't tackle it from the law angle, but I think there's nothing we can do because the law is already there to get made. Dude, let's be frank, we live in a woke generation.
A woke generation.
That have taught people to be more expressive. A generation in which we have taught our children to be more outspoken and do them, in quotes. Now, remember there's a certain age for maturity, which is, let me say, for consent, which is 18. Now, being 18, they don't just at the night in which they turned 18, they just learned about sexuality or they learned about expression. They started that probably at the age of 15, 16, 17, but the law restrained them from doing that or from approaching or from expressing their feelings because they are not right, or let me say they are not right by the law. So all those tendencies are there, they must explain it. So it's left for you, the mature one, who knows the angle, who knows the right thing, who knows the law, who knows that you don't want to spend the rest of your life in prison, who knows that your future is more brighter than committing any crime. So I think it's left for the senior ones to make the decision. So for me, those children will always act like their age. And like I said earlier, those tendencies are there. They didn't just learn all those things at that night that they turned 18, which the law made it appropriate for them to engage in a moral act. So for me, it's for the senior ones to use their head. Thank you very much.
All right. So for the older ones to use their heads. All right, thank you very much for your contribution. All right, let's get to WhatsApp and read messages. Don't forget we are live also on Facebook, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. I get to see some numbers trying to get through to us via the WhatsApp number. We don't accept calls on WhatsApp. We only receive messages. So please do use the studio numbers. I'll call them shortly. 923, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Puberty. Three times I pronounce that word. This is the most critical stage in the child of in the life of any child. And most of us, we don't know, because when we are at that stage, we don't even know. Some weeks ago, I spent time with my nephew and my niece. It was a period that I want to go and sleep. They said, oh, uncle, don't go anywhere. It was a discussion, a conversation that they will always ask for more. Parents is not enough
What is the responsibility of uncles and aunties? Unfortunately, the large number of the uncles and the aunties we have of this generation are guilty people who cannot be confident enough to speak the truth. When we complain about GRUA, underage girls, who are the ones patronizing it? Are they not uncles? So what would that uncle come and speak at home? When your conscience is dirty, you are defeated, you have nothing to say. Because your conscience is dirty. African adage said, it takes a whole community to raise a child. Europeans are looking for ways to access through that adage. Americans are looking avenues to access that adage. They have studied that adage and they found out that it is true. What are we as Africans doing with that adage?
So how do we get to reduce these inappropriate interactions? You've mentioned uncles and aunties.
Interact with these kids. Have a conversation with these kids. If you equip them at home, when they go outside, they know what to say and what not to say. This little girl only had an innocent crush on a teacher because the way he teaches her, let us be honest, whoever that performs dynamically in our life, we tend to make those people our hero. We tend to love them. In one of your conversations, you talk about crush, right? I did that to be last week. If most of we guys have access to our crushes, they are crushes because me, I don't have any crush. They are crushes. They will not rest. They will go to their houses every day. And one thing will lead to another. Equipped with the right information. So if you want to talk about legislation, legislation will not work. Because this...
That's the thing. We're not just looking at legislation. That's what we asked. Apart from that, what else can we do? 93, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, dude.
Good morning.
Hello, dear King. I'm coming from a moment.
Welcome.
Good. I have to reduce this we are discussing. I think the parents should be involved in this. Now, why do I say the parents should be involved in this? As a parent, you should know how your daughter particularly relate with the teachers who are teaching them in the schools. Like sometimes you see we parents, you see, Daddy, I want to go and visit Uncle Vito today, weekend. Amaka, where are you coming from? I'm coming from Uncle Vito's house. Who is that Uncle Vito? Uncle Vito is teaching your 16-year-old baby. And you keep on going there. You, a parent, you cannot be able to ask your child, where are you coming from? Where are you going to? You know, those things. You need to create that relationship with them. Tell them. You are not to be in any relationship, any intimacy with your teacher. It is wrong. Now, the school management too should be involved. They should bring a law, let's say a law, or it should be a part of the school policy that if a teacher is caught having intimacy or this or that, having lost over a student, they should complain to the principal or complain to the director of the school, and the school will deal with that particular teacher.
I'm very sure almost every school, particularly secondary schools, will have that enforced. It's probably one of their ethics, one of the rules and regulations.
This particular policy may work in some private schools, but in our government schools, I don't think we have such policies. So we need to build these policies that we can analyze these teachers who love these teenagers. And again, a director of a school or a principal of a school should be admonishing the people every morning in the devotion. Any student who's any copper or any teacher is lost in that should come and complain to me. So we make it a day call, day-to-day call. By so doing, it will reduce this. Because when this person does his own and he got cost-free, the person does his own, it turns to normal thing. So the school management and the parents should bring policies, relationship, and keep on talking, admonishing their daughters on how to follow these uncles and teachers.
All right. Thank you very much, Alozie King. All right, Alexino. Let's see what our messages here. There's a post up on Twitter. You can send us your messages via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH, at NigeriaInfoPH. All right. Once again, that's where you will find us on Twitter, and as well, get onto Facebook, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Zed Jerry says, Jude, it's not even easy for us teachers. There was a student who wrote a love letter to me expressing how she loves me and always likes the way I dress and would want to come and visit me. When I read the letter, I was speechless. But I called her and gave her a strong warning that that she should never go and write such rubbish to me again. I'll give her a dirty slap if she does. Interesting. From that day, she stopped greeting me. Well, I don't care when a good school and a better pay is hard to come by these days. She should keep her greetings. Interesting. All right, Kolade says, Jude, we should stop sexualizing our children, mostly the girl child. Parents of nowadays are very careless. That's from Kolade. All right, let's read messages here. Now, about inappropriate interaction, it's just discipline on the bigger party. That's the bigger person. Interaction is key, but there should be limits. Teachers should communicate with students based on the academics alone. I do that and buy books, gifts to children, but sex, but I limit myself to academic discussions. None of them know my house. Okay, interesting. Listen, Nigerian, for this is an ancient problem. Children in the past have been allowed to marry and even marry adults. In ancient Rome, it was normal. These are how humans will always behave. It's going to be hard to stop these kind of things. It's the fear and love of God that keeps us all from failing. Daniel, with that message. Hello, Jude. The answer is simple. We should stop treating adults that aren't attracted to the underage or to children in their care as superhuman. Rather, treat them as normal. Let me take that again. This is a very important message. This is opening salvo. Please listen. The answer is simple. We should stop treating adults that aren't attracted to underaged or to children in their care as superhuman. Rather, treat them as normal, as doing the bare minimum. Those that can't control themselves or are straight up predators to be treated as subhuman rapists and charged accordingly to court. B.O.B. Interesting. Woyika says, please, parents should be very close to their wards and they should monitor what they do so that their wards will open up to them and avert situations where they are molested. Now, the molestation is one thing, but we're talking about inappropriate interactions, because in some of these cases that I know of, particularly when I was back in school, there was no rape. Well, no forceful coercion. But in the eyes of the law, and by the way, please, I stand to be corrected, all right? Please do correct me if I give any form of misinformation on this particular conversation. But if you're a lawyer, please pay attention. I stand to be corrected. But if an adult gets to have canon knowledge of another member of society who is below the age of consent, that would be 18 in these parts, that action, that activity is regarded as statutory rape. Let me say that again. If an adult has canon knowledge of a female under the age of consent, that would be 18 in these parts, that interaction is regarded as statutory rape. So if you had if she had come to meet you, she knows how to cook, or I like the way you dress, sir, or come and teach me English, sir, and then you now lock the door and she leans on your chest, and one thing leads to another thing, kukere happens. Please, that's statutory rape. Because the law interprets that scenario as one in which the individual may not have or doesn't have the mental capacity to give consent. Please, correct me if I'm wrong, please. I have known more than 5 school directors who ended up marrying their students. Though it has to be of a certain age. Zeal. What age? Exactly. Let's be very sure. Sample Bright says, Jude, good morning. You cannot entirely leave the sole responsibilities on the parents alone, because these people have a mind of their own emotions, thoughts, cravings, and likes. As parents, you cannot always see what they do, but your words can do a lot in their lives. To curb inappropriate conversations between the minor, schools will therefore sensitize those minors every day. Parents, on the other hand, must learn to have a close relationship with their children. That way, you get to know what they think, how they think, how they feel, etc. Truly is a very worrying scenario. It truly is. And once again, for you planning to get to NYSC camp and becoming a teacher and whatever, you have a responsibility. It doesn't matter if her waist is very wide. You are older. Please do better. Please. Well, my name is Jude. As always, I'd like to thank you for joining us in our conversations this morning. Follow on social media at NigeriaInfoPH. That's for Twitter and Facebook as well. You can also follow me, Jude Samuel Omamigbe, on Instagram and Facebook, and on Twitter, Omamigbe Jude. Thank you, as always, for being a part of the show. Tomorrow's another day.